Hi, it's April Beyer, founder and president of Beyer & Company, a personal matchmaking and relationship consulting firm, and creator of the smart, sexy, soulful dating series, a foundation-building dating program where I teach you how to have absolute confidence and clarity in dating, and how to employ feminine wisdom when it comes to having the relationship of your dreams. I want to welcome you to the call from Hello to I Love You, how to inspire attention, attraction, and adoration from relationship-ready men. I decided to do this call because the idea of inspiring relationships is something that I'm deeply passionate about. I want you to think about that for a minute. Inspiring the relationship. The definition of inspiration is to motivate a positive action, to impart a truth, wisdom, or idea to someone, a divine influence to fill someone with the urge or ability to feel or do something. Now, you might be thinking that you have no control over who you draw in, chemistry or attraction, that it's simply a crapshoot, a servant to luck and timing. And that's okay, because most people think this way. But I'm here to tell you that you can actually inspire emotion in a man, and that you're more in charge of your destiny than you think you are. My 13-year career of matchmaking, private coaching, and relationship consulting has given me a deep insight into the hearts and minds of some of the most eligible marriage-minded men in the country. I don't say this to impress you, but rather to impress upon you that I have a unique perspective that I cannot wait to share with you. I want to pull back the curtain and give you the advice that has helped thousands of women all over the country. Advice that I know will have a profound and positive effect on your life. The actions that I'm going to be sharing with you on this call, and for that matter in all of my talks and series, will be minor changes, but will give you massive results. We'll work together to gently reprogram false ideas that have been unhelpful to you in the past and replace them with inspired ideas that will give you a fresh perspective about yourself, men, and dating. In case you're new to me, I just want to share a little bit about who I am so you know where I'm coming from and why I feel compelled to assist you in your dating and relationship journey. I started out as a matchmaker in my late 20s, and at that time, I was a single woman experiencing dating, love, and of course, my own share of heartaches. But there I was helping others find love. Can you imagine? Creating introductions and watching the new lovebirds go on romantic dates, exotic vacations, and calling me with excitement on Christmas Eve, telling me they had just gotten engaged. The phrase, "Well, what about me?" comes to mind. I had a long-term relationship with a great guy and other significant men in my life, but I wasn't anywhere near walking down the aisle, nor were the men I attracted and dated. I've worked with singles looking for their first marriage and divorced men and women looking for a second shot at romance. I learned early on in my career that marriage was not just the next step in a relationship, but a completely different stratosphere that not all people were ready or prepared for, no matter how much they longed for it or expected it to simply magically happen. I feel really blessed that I was given this education and the opportunity to hear the he said, she said of every date. I guess what I really want you to know is that meeting someone should never be your only goal, because introductions are just not enough. I have to tell you, nothing is more heartbreaking than bringing together two people that are actually great for each other, and then the introduction doesn't lead to a second date. Not because the two aren't meant to be, but rather because of the artificial behavior and holding back that some people do when they first meet. I've guided hundreds of couples from Hello to I Love You by giving the same kind of support, direction, and an outside perspective. It's this level of coaching that's been the key to my success, which in turn has made men and women more successful in their relationships. And yes, nearly after a decade of professional matchmaking and coaching, I met my wonderful husband. And I want you to know, I was not waiting for the right one. I was getting ready for the right one. And I want this for you too. A few minutes ago, I told you that the advice in this call would be minor changes, and this is true. However, sometimes the more simple something is, the more it's completely overlooked. The only reason to do a class like this is because of one reason. It's needed, and I want to tell you why. I want you to feel at ease everywhere you go. I want and need you to know that dating is not a behavior to learn, but rather just a continuation of who you are right now. The goal is to be seamless, confident, and of course, powerfully feminine. I'm seeing way too many amazing women feeling invisible, sitting on the sidelines and letting their love lives pass them by, sort of tossing their hands in the air with resignation and relying on the right men to approach without giving them any real reason to do so. You're going to learn in this call that being attractive, single, and simply just being out where men are is just not enough. Now remember, this session is just the beginning of building your relationship and dating foundation with me. There is a lot more I want to share with you, so if you're curious about how you can learn more and take this even further, I promise that by the end of the session, I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. My teachings are based in giving you insight into hearts and minds of relationship-ready men, so we're not just talking about any men. I want to make sure I clarify that. I don't give strategies, tricks, and rules to help you out with immature men that aren't looking for a commitment. That would be a waste of my time and yours. Our only focus right now is learning more about you, your dreams, attitudes about men and dating, and quite possibly looking at some of your dating blind spots. But I know what you're probably thinking. Okay, April, where are they? How do I get the attention of a great relationship-ready guy? So we're going to start there. Getting the hello from the right guy. Okay, this should be the easiest thing in the world, and yet it causes so much stress for both women and men. Your entire day and sometimes your entire self-esteem can be shot to pieces if you see a man that you'd love to meet, but he doesn't seem to know you exist. I want to tell you something. Great men tell me every day that the women they want to approach are not approachable enough. You know those books that are on your shelf about rules, strategies, playing games, and acting mysterious and cool to attract men? Toss them in the trash. They're doing a great disservice to you and every single woman on the planet. Why? Because you aren't going to make a man do anything. Let's set up a scenario. You go out with your friends. You get ready for hours. You spend a fortune on your hair, your clothes, and your makeup. You get all dolled up expecting to meet someone, and night after night, day after day, you still aren't meeting anyone, or the ones that are approaching are not nearly the men you want to meet. So, what's going on? Can't these men see how amazing you are? Here's one major issue. You're most likely at a time and a place in your life where your friends are important to you. I get it. So, after a long week of work, the desire to connect with them is strong. You aren't standing in a bar anymore waiting to meet somebody. You're living your life. You're busy. But with your group of friends, you've built a protective wall around you, and it's tough for a man to break through that wall. Wait, I want to be more specific. It's difficult for a great guy to break through that wall. Some of the men that are approaching you don't deserve to be with you. You might think that they're strong because they're walking over, sending over a glass of wine to you and your friends, but consider that some of these men just have nothing to lose. I see great guys, perfect gentlemen, yes, strong, masculine, powerful in their careers, never getting the girl because they were too polite to break into a conversation with a group of women. So, if you want a great guy who is actually polite and has manners to approach you, you need to take it upon yourself to create the environment where he has the opportunity to do so. Everywhere you go, there are quality, relationship-minded men that are dying to approach you, but they don't do it for several reasons. Yes, it's difficult to give you attention when you're with friends, but there's also the other dynamic of women just having a stay-away attitude. You may think that you're giving off a strong and confident energy, but it might be reading as just not wanting to be bothered or not. Does that make sense? How you feel inside must translate to how you look outside. Otherwise, men are going to get all the wrong signals about you, and we don't want that. And please, let's do all ourselves a big giant favor and stop using the excuse that men are just intimidated. Because it's not true. Men are not intimidated by women. They either see approachability or they don't. Pure and simple. What is intimidating is not how strong, smart, and beautiful you are. What's intimidating is a woman that makes herself look busy, distracted, hard. A woman that doesn't give eye contact, that doesn't look sweet and warm and friendly. Basically, a woman that looks like she can't be bothered. I talk a lot about knowing your brand, and what I mean by this is knowing you have power and that you can make it easier or harder for a guy to approach you. So my advice is throw a smile, a warm look, something to say, yes, I'm powerful, but I'm also a really nice girl too. Here's my number one tip. Be the approachable woman. I want you just to think about your daily life. How are you moving about the world? Are you just getting so focused on getting through the end of your day, hurried and frenzied? Are you constantly on the phone in public? Can you even notice who's noticing you? Do you ever just go out alone and let yourself be? Or do you feel the need to have your props, meaning your iPhone, your book, magazine, laptop, chatty friend? I need you to know, you are infinitely more approachable when you are out alone. And I'm not talking about at a bar, just out to have coffee or lunch. And yet, understandably, this can be an uncomfortable thing for most women to do. But let's think about it. Why not? What's so scary? What is the worst case scenario here? Are you afraid of how you're going to look? That you might be perceived as a lonely woman with no chatty friends? Or that you might look desperate? If these fears are striking a chord in you right now, I beg you to get this false idea out of your head immediately, because nothing could be further from the truth. Take that false idea and replace it with this inspiring idea. Men are far more appreciative and eager to meet a woman that is on her own, because it gives them the opportunity to connect with you without worrying about the friends you're with and how they're going to receive him. And what's more, you look like a totally confident woman. So I'm going to give you a challenge. Once or twice a week, starting this week, one afternoon and one evening, I want you to treat yourself out to coffee, lunch, or dinner. I know this is scary, but I do it all the time. And every time I do, I meet the most amazing people. Now, it's not enough just to be out alone. Just being there isn't going to cut it. You have to be social. You need to engage with the people around you, because this is how you're going to inspire attention, not by demanding it or expecting it or even seeking it out. I do not want you to become the hunter here. There are only two things that men need to see to approach you: your smile and your eye contact. Seriously, it's like having a superpower, so don't be afraid. Your warmth is what draws a man into you. Your overall attractiveness plus your approachability is what inspires a man to introduce himself to you. So this week, don't just walk into a restaurant and meet your friends. Take space, stay a while. In fact, show up 30 minutes before your friends do. If you start feeling vulnerable or uncomfortable being on your own, just sit with that feeling. Ask yourself why you're so uncomfortable. My suggestion is just get out of your comfort zone. Take my challenge. At the very least, you're going to learn a lot about yourself when you do this. Okay, so when you're out and you find yourself self-sabotaging or critiquing yourself or judging it, it's time to kick your inner critic to the curb. She is not invited to this party. You need to remember that men are incredibly sensitive beings. Believe me, I hear from them all day long. Nowadays, some of them are even more sensitive than women, but that's another topic for another time. But just consider, they are just as insecure and fearful when they are out. They wonder if they're tall enough for you, strong enough, have enough hair on their head, successful, smart enough. Everybody's going out in their own head with their own insecurities. And people are too involved with their own worries to be worried about yours. So if you know that, the best way to get out of your head is to put your focus out. Okay, let's move on to our second topic. Inspiring attraction. First off, I want to address the issue of type quickly with you. There are all different types of women and men, and no one is looking for the same type, which means everyone has a shot. Let's get one thing straight. attraction is not a mystical feeling that's beyond our control. Also, let's not say that it all depends on science, pheromones, and chemicals either. Romantic chemistry isn't found in the stars or the laboratory. Only half of what makes a woman attractive to a man is being his type. The other half is in your beautiful hands. So, there are two things that need to be present to actually create attraction, and they are an emotional and a physical connection. We all know that one cannot exist without the other in a romantic relationship, but what about when you first meet someone or on your first date? I need to tell you that the lack of both of these is the number one reason why some first dates honest you're willing to be with who you are and how you are without your walls up. In my Smart, Sexy, Soulful series, I call this block sending in your rep, your representative. So if you want a man to feel connected with you, you're going to need to be your most authentic self. And I'm talking quickly. This ties directly into your self-esteem, your confidence, your self-acceptance, which will then translate into this great guy feeling like he can be the same way with you. Because he gets to be confident, open, honest, and comfortable because you've inspired him. Make no mistake, in your dating life, you're going to get back exactly what you give. Now, let me tell you what you can do to help create this and what you could be doing that could be blocking an emotional connection. One way you can help create this vital emotional connection is by asking meaningful, heart-centered questions and really listening and watching for the answer. By the way, this is how you're going to easily and quickly get to know a man rather than spending weeks and months only to learn later that he doesn't have any depth or character or that he's not right for you. So, what are heart-centered questions? Heart-centered questions are questions about family, life philosophies, his passions, what gets him out of bed in the morning, what he'd love to contribute to the world. This is going to reveal his character. After all, we want to learn the who, not just the what about a potential mate, right? And the same goes for you. If you're just talking about your work, your career, where you went skiing, a man's going to find you smart and interesting and a fantastic conversationalist, but you won't be inspiring the emotional connection. And women and men make this misstep in dating all the time. So it's not just about women right now. Dates tend to stay on the polite track when you think that the deep emotional connections are only reserved for established relationships. Not so. You want to get here as quickly as possible. Men want and need to know you right away. I can always spot a first date gone wrong when I'm out. In fact, just yesterday, I was out to dinner with my husband and there was a first date couple sitting next to us. And the elements of this date were very similar to what I've seen before. These dates look stiff, uncomfortable, and quite honestly, they just look and feel boring. It's primarily because everybody's doing that neck up dating. They're relying on their looks and that physical chemistry and what they have in common and sticking to those really superficial topics and the typical 20 questions. A man may be attracted to a woman physically, but relationship ready men will not continue to see a woman simply because she's attractive and sexy to him. Honesty is always going to be your best policy for dating. So, if you're hiding or if you're holding back, don't be surprised if a great guy doesn't ask for a second date because they need something deeper, no matter how marvelous, hot, and sexy you look. When you stick to those superficial topics, basically what those are called are thinking questions, you keep a man in his head, and that's where he's been all day. So you're just continuing the track that he's been on. In fact, you're most likely in your head all day as well. Right? Because we're all working now. But we have more outlets as women for emotional expression. We get to do this with our friends. So with them, we have support, encouragement, and this open door policy to lean on when we need them most. But when you ask a man feeling questions, you're really learning about who he is and what he values. And by this, you're creating that connection with him. And that is the attraction. You are incredibly powerful and valuable to a man when you can do this because it is such a departure from his daily life and the people around him. you're creating that space and that opportunity for him to be a little vulnerable and, yeah, I'm going to say it, a little soft, because it makes him want to treat you in a careful and delicate way. By the way, I don't care how self-proclaimed strong and independent you are, you want this and you need this. We all do. In fact, the more successful, accomplished, and driven you are, the more this is necessary. To bring all of this home and to show you exactly what I mean, I want to tell you a story about a recent setup that I did. I introduced one of my clients who, yes, of course, is very relationship ready to a bright, beautiful, funny, charming woman. And I told her how wonderful this guy was. And yet what she did is she fit the date into a night that she had two business meetings. So she had a business meeting, went to the date, and then went back to a business meeting after that date. Now, she is successful, but she also has so many other elements to her. She's very deep and kind and caring and warm. But for whatever reason, that woman did not show up on that date. And by the way, she is stunningly gorgeous. And the date fell flat because they were missing this emotional connection, which made him not have the attraction with her, because she did stick to topics about her work, his work, and it made him like and respect her, but he didn't think about her the next morning. He wasn't feeling that tug and that pull. Okay, before I move on to our last topic, how to inspire adoration, I want to make sure that I keep my promise from earlier and tell you how you can take this process even further with me and gain that confidence and that clarity that's going to clear up a ton of confusion for you and take all of your relationships to the next level. I've created a very special program called Smart, Sexy, Soulful Dating Intensive. These are the three foundations to inspire lasting relationships. The lessons you're learning right now are just the beginning. Attention, attraction, and adoration are amazing things that you want and need to ask for, but you also need to know who your audience is, because these tips won't take you very far unless you know who you're dealing with and how to tell if a man is indeed relationship ready. You also need to know yourself inside and out. So I developed this series to give you the fundamental lessons that I share with my private clients. And by the way, smart, sexy, and soulful are the three most requested traits on every man's wish list. And I'm going to show you how you can be all three all of the time. I'll be showing you how you can have healthy relationships and attract the right man by building your own dating foundation. It's like building a house. You can't build it on a shaky foundation. And the number one reason why relationships fail is for this very same reason. Because finding someone should never be your only goal. You must prepare for your future relationships just like you prepared for your career. In this class, you're going to learn that dating is not a behavior to learn, and how to be more of the woman you already are right now, 24/7, without clocking in and out of your dating life. This is going to absolutely clarify and simplify the entire dating process for you. To begin, I'm going to show you what truly smart dating is. And it's not what you think, and it's one of the top reasons why women get derailed in their personal lives. So we'll be redefining what a smart woman does in her dating life and how it's completely different from your intelligence, education, and your career. Then we're going to take this class that you're listening to right now. We're going to dial it up a few notches. It's our sexy class. You're going to learn what is authentically sexy and what men find the most attractive about you. In this session, we're going to get you thinking and feeling and moving in a whole new way that makes you instantly desirable to men. And then finally, we go deep into what soulful is. This class is going to show you how to date and relate with heart and compassion, and how to make deeper connections with every man you meet. We'll also be building your trust and your intuition skills so that you'll always have a map to follow. Basically, you're going to be looking in and not out for your answers. And this is the key to forming your lasting relationships. I designed this program to give you this inner confidence so that you know exactly what you want and need way before you ever meet somebody. I cannot stress enough how this level of preparation is so important for you. Not only will you learn what men really need and want from the woman they choose to marry, but you'll get super clear on what kind of man is the best potential partner for you. So if you're curious about this class and you want to join us, it is coming up soon. go to the URL www.smartsexysoulfuldating.com. Okay, let's move on to our final topic, how to inspire adoration. In my opinion, this is the number one thing that women need, but they forget to ask for it. Every woman, whether she knows it or not, no matter how strong and successful, wants to be adored, right? But why is being adored more important than being simply respected or simply loved? Because adoration equals being protected, respected, nurtured, and looked after in an effortless way. A man never feels like it's a chore to do for a woman that he adores. You see, a man who adores is being fed by doing for the object of his adoration. To truly understand what inspires a man, you must understand where a man feels his true value in a relationship. We talk a lot about this in the Smart, Sexy, Soulful class, where you're going to feel your value and where a man feels his true value. To many relationship-ready men, the idea of adoring a woman is a dream, but they must find somebody that's adorable and ready to receive at that level. And I know a lot of us have a hard time receiving. We're great at giving, but we have a very challenging time receiving. Okay, I'd like to give you one of my number one tips that will help you inspire adoration. The first step is to allow yourself to be open and vulnerable. Now, before you panic, I want to explain by what I mean by vulnerable. I don't mean allow yourself to be vulnerable to pain. It means allowing someone to see who you really are and how you feel about things. A great date is not about being a great storyteller, nor does a man connect with you because you have 20 things in common. When men are in their single phase and not relationship ready, they want to have work and sports in common with you. They want you to be independent. However, as a man moves into his readiness, the less he needs those things in common and the more he needs you to want and need to be with him. When two people can go out on a date and have the ability to be honest and express themselves, their relationship actually moves at a different speed than others because they feel connected just after a few days of knowing one another and the trust is built quickly. Your vulnerability, which is basically your openness and your softness, is only shown to men once you know them, and yet you show this to your close friends and your family all the time. But do you see how this is backwards? I understand, with your friends and family, you feel safe, so therefore they really get to see who you are and how you feel about things. But what I want to teach you is how to create the place of safety, and I want to tell you why. You cannot expect a man to be a mind reader, to be protective and nurturing with you if you've got your emotional walls around you. In my Smart, Sexy, Soulful series, I teach you how to be a smart woman in your dating life. And I do this because in order to be fully alive and vulnerable with men, you're going to have to make some pretty solid choices in the people you invite into your life. That said, your vulnerability is your greatest asset, and that it's the one thing that men wish women would show more. Why? Because they get to be who they want and need to be with you when they feel valuable with you. It doesn't mean he can lord over you. When a man feels that he can do for you, he feels his value. This is going to look something like this. When a man asks you about your past, or maybe your recent relationship or your marriage, don't shut down and refuse to answer, and nor do you sit there and cry in front of somebody for an hour on your dates. Simply look into his eyes, tell him that you appreciate the asking, and you let him have a peek into the window of your soul. This is the kind of thing that creates a connection. I know all of this is a lot to process, so if it's confusing you or there's questions coming up, don't worry. Just take it one day at a time. Of course, there's always more to learn and more to cover, but this is all that I can get to with you right now. So I'd love for you to join me at the class. So again, go back to www.smartsexysoulful.com where you can learn more about how you can join us. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a lot of takeaways from this class. We talked about inspiring attention, attraction, and adoration, and learned that these are three distinctive emotions and are actually the arc from hello to I love you, which is the path from getting the attention to receiving the love you deserve. I'm really excited that we found each other, and I look forward to having another chance to connect with you and stir up a little inspiration with you and for you. And also, come by and visit me on Facebook at my April Buyer Dating Coach page. I give out weekly dating tips and updates. You'll definitely want to be part of that. And I'd also love to read your thoughts and comments on this call. So please post those right here on my blog, and I'll be able to interact with you there as well. So until we meet again, I wish you new beginnings and lasting relationships. Take good care, and most of all, have fun out there in your dating life. Thanks again.